听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Amy doesn't want to be in the talent show. She can't sing or play an instrument. She can draw, but that is not a talent show skill. Emma will do magic in the show. Tom will juggle. Amy decides to watch the show and clap for all of them.
Hi, friends. My name is Andrea. Let's talk about today's introduction paragraph together. We are still talking about the talent show at the mall. Now, Amy doesn't want to be in the talent show. She says she can't sing or play an instrument. Well, we can look at this key word, instrument. Let's say it again. Instrument. Now, earlier this week, we talked about Tom's violin. A violin is an instrument. An instrument is something that you play to make music. Well, Amy can't play an instrument, but she can draw. Draw is also a key word. When you draw, you make a picture using a pen or a pencil. You can draw a picture of an animal, or you can draw a picture of a person. You can draw a picture of a sunny day. Well, Amy says that she can draw, but that is not a talent show skill. We read that in our paragraph. A skill is something that you can do. A skill is similar to a talent. Kevin can act. Acting is a skill for Kevin. He can do it. Emma also has a skill. Emma can do magic. Magic is a key word. Now, magic is something that is very interesting to watch. Magic. Wow, that's magic. When you watch someone do magic, you usually say, wow, and wonder how they did it. But you usually can't find the answer. If someone does magic for you, or if you watch a magic show, it's always nice to clap for them. When you clap, you put your hands together to make a noise. Well, friends, I want to clap for you. You have done a great job already, and this is just the beginning. Let's go to the mall.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Tom. Now, friends, yesterday, Jack and Amy were talking about something special. Do you know what this is? That's right. A talent show. Amy doesn't think that she can act. Well, friends, Amy can do some things pretty well. And today, you're going to find out what Amy can do well. And you're also going to find out the answer to our Find It question. The question is, why doesn't Amy want to sign up for the talent show? It's a long question. Here it is again. Why doesn't Amy want to sign up for the talent show? We're going to find out. I know you can find it. Right now, let's go to Christina.
Hello, 大家好，欢迎来到 Information Desk. 我是 Christina. 今天大家还热烈讨论着 talent show 的事。Jack 大力地邀请 Amy 参加表演，他一下子邀她演戏，一下子又想说服她上台跳舞。可是 Amy 说她自己没有什么才艺，她只会画画和设计衣服。可是画画又不适合上台去表演，所以后来 Pam 也加入了他们的讨论。 他们说到 Pam 的声音很好听，可以上台朗读，而 Emma 可以表演魔术，看样子这个才艺秀真的会很精彩哦。Okay, here are some key words for you. Instrument, 乐器 Instrument. Do you play any instruments? Skill, 技能或者是专门的技术、技巧 Skill. Ruth 很会写作 She has great writing skills. Draw, 画图或画 Draw. I like to draw pictures of animals.Magic, 魔术 Magic 我们邀请 Larry 来 party 表演魔术 Larry will perform magic at the party Clap, 拍手或鼓掌表示赞许或欣赏 Clap 那一场演出真的是太精彩了 Everyone clapped at the end of the show Okay, let's go visit our friends right now
Conversation A.
You can act?
No, I can't. And I don't want to try.
Oh. Well, the play was just an idea. Maybe the others won't want to act either.
Why don't you sing? You're a good singer.
Maybe I will. So...Will you sign up for the talent show?
I don't have any talents. I can't sing and I can't play an instrument.
Well, friends, my name is Tom and I'm here with Amy. And as you know, Amy and Jack are outside the mall. They are discussing something here.Amy, I have a question for you. I know you were talking about this yesterday.Can you act?
No, I can't act. And I don't want to try.
You can't act. Well, yeah, I guess you don't want to try, do you? No?
Okay. No.
Well, that's fine. Friends, we can still try to learn and talk about this phrase, I don't want to try doing something. Or you do want to try doing something.If you don't know how to do something, then that's okay. Maybe you can try, but maybe you don't want to try. You can say that. But friends, we are glad that you want to try learning new things and you want to try learning new words with us.
That is good. You want to learn new words with us. And the first word that we're going to learn is instrument.
Instrument.
Instrument. An instrument is something you use to make music. A piano is a very big instrument. What instruments can you carry with you?
That is a good question. The piano is too big. It's a very big musical instrument, so you cannot carry it with you. The guitar is an instrument that you can carry with you. Oh, and of course...The violin is an instrument you can carry with you.
That's good. Now, do you have your violin here?
No, I don't have it here with me, but I do like that instrument. Hey, friends, here's a question for you. What is your favorite musical instrument? Amy, what's your favorite musical instrument?
What is my favorite musical instrument?I would say my favorite instrument is the guitar.
Oh, the guitar. Good. Well, you can carry that instrument with you. Friends, we found something interesting here in this conversation. Did you find it? The question is, why doesn't Amy want to sign up for the talent show?
Why doesn't Amy want to sign up for the talent show? She thinks she doesn't have any talents. Well,It's true. I don't have any talents that I can show in a talent show.
Okay, so you do have talents. I know you have talents. Maybe we'll learn about those later. Well, friends, let's review this key word, instrument. Instrument. I play the violin. What instrument do you play? Well, right now it's time for us to enjoy Conversation B. Here we go.
Conversation B.
You can dance.
I don't want to dance on stage in front of people.
What other skills do you have?
I can draw and design clothes, but I can't show that in a talent show.
Hi, guys. What are you talking about?
The mall's talent show. Are you going to sign up?
Maybe. I could read a poem or a story, but that's not very exciting.
I heard some different talents here in this conversation. Now, Amy, you can dance well, right?
Well, maybe, but I don't want to dance on stage in front of people.
I guess that can be kind of scary if you are in front of people. That means a lot of people are watching you. That can be kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. For me, dancing is fun. It's something I like to enjoy on my own.
Oh, right. So it is a skill. Well, Jack says, what other skills do you have? And friends, skill is our key word. Say it with me. Skill.
Skill.
Skill. A skill is something that you can do pretty well. That's a skill. You can say, that guy has a lot of skills. He can play many instruments, and he can play many sports well, too. He has a lot of skills.
Well, I can draw and design clothes. Those are my skills, but I can't show that at a talent show.
Right, it's true. There are some things you can show at a talent show and other skills that maybe are not good for a talent show, but they're still good skills to have. Well, let's look at this next key word. It is the word draw.
Draw.
Draw. When you draw, you use something like a pencil or a pen to make a picture on paper. You draw something.
Now, draw is a present tense. If you want to say something in the past, then you say drew. D-R-E-W. Drew. Let's use this word in a sentence. Don't draw on the wall. Mom will be angry if you draw on the wall.
Ooh. Or, you drew on the wall. Mom is angry because you drew on the wall. Friends, don't draw on walls. That's not nice. It is nice to review some key words. Let's do that now. Skill. Skill. I can use a computer. What skills do you have?
Draw. Draw. Can you draw a horse on this piece of paper? Well, good job, friends. Let's go to Conversation C.
Conversation C.
You read well. You use your voice really well.
Thanks, but others have more talent. Emma can do magic.
She'll be in the talent show, I'm sure.
And Tom can juggle.
I just thought of something. I do have a talent, and I'll share it at the talent show.
Great. What is it?
I can watch and clap for everyone else.
Well, Amy, you had some pretty encouraging things to say to Pam. You said you read well. You use your voice really well. And friends, did you know that the voice is actually a musical instrument? That's right. A voice, or your voice, is an instrument.
You sing from your voice, so it's an instrument. Let's take a look at our first key word, and it's magic.
Magic.
Magic. When you do something fun, you show someone something that looks amazing but seems really hard to do. It's magic.
That's right. It's magic. Now, someone who does magic is called a magician. M-A-G-I-C-I-A-N. A magician does magic. Let's use this word magic in another sentence. Did you see the magic show? The magician was great.
Now, friends, I've found my talent. And I will show it at the talent show.
Yes.
And my talent is clapping. And clap is our next key word. Clap.
Clap.
Clap. When you clap, you make a sound when you put your hands together. Clap.
All right. Great job, friends. Let's use this key word in a sentence. The people clapped for 10 minutes after he played the violin.
Nice. Another way you can say clap is put your hands together. Put your hands together.
All right. Put your hands together. You can say, put your hands together for this great magician. He did some great magic. Put your hands together for him. That means clap for him. And friends, we want to clap for you.
Good job, friends. Yes. You did a great job.
Nice job. Now it's time to review these key words. The first one is magic. Say it again. Magic. You moved your hands and the sofa disappeared. That's magic.
Clap. Clap. Janet clapped when Sean finished his speech.
Nice job, Sean. Nice job, friends. Now it's time to take a break, but we'll be right back. Well, I guess I can juggle a little. Pam, you're right. This is exciting. Talent shows can be exciting, and it can also be exciting to review what you have learned today. Let's look at today's conversations again.
You can act.
No, I can't. And I don't want to try.
Oh. Well, the play was just an idea. Maybe the others won't want to act either.
Why don't you sing? You're a good singer.
Maybe I will. So, will you sign up for the talent show?
I don't have any talents. I can't sing and I can't play an instrument.
You can dance.
I don't want to dance on stage in front of people.
What other skills do you have?
I can draw and design clothes, but I can't show that in a talent show.
Hi, guys. What are you talking about?
The mall's talent show. Are you going to sign up?
Maybe. I could read a poem or a story, but that's not very exciting.
You read well. You use your voice really well.
Thanks, but others have more talent. Emma can do magic.
She'll be in the talent show, I'm sure.
And Tom can juggle.
I just thought of something. I do have a talent, and I'll share it at the talent show.
Great. What is it?
I can watch and clap for everyone else.
Hello, 欢迎再度光临 Information Desk. 我们要来复习一下今天的重点。首先 ,Jack 建议 Amy, 你可以演戏啊。You can act. Act 这个字可以当动词，行动、做事的意思，也可以翻译成表演。比如某个人很喜欢表演，就可以说 He likes acting. 或者是他很会表演。He acts very well. 所以男演员 actor 和女演员 actress 两个字的开头也都是 act， 他们都是从表演 act 这个字延伸出来的。接下来要讲的也是大家常常会忽略的。Jack 说 ,Maybe others won't want to act either. Maybe others won't want to act either. 句尾的 either 是也的意思。肯定句的时候我们会用 to, T-O-O. 比如 ,My brother likes music, and I like music too. 这些都是肯定句的情况。但是如果换成否定句就不能用 to, 要用 either。例如 ,I don't like music either. 或者是 ,He didn't go to school by bus either. 其实这个文法大家都学过而且也不难。可是偏偏讲的时候常常会不小心就说错了。不过只要常讲就能很自然地说出正确的英文咯。最后 Amy 说她在才艺不适合上台表演。I can't show that in a talent show. I can't show that in a talent show. 在这个句子里我们看到 show 除了名词 talent show 的用法之外还可以当动词。I can't show that. 这个 show 是动词出示给人看的意思。比如你想看朋友的新车可以说 show me your new car.或者是想看出去玩拍的照片也可以说 Can you show me the photos? 这些都是 show 当动词的用法。如果是你，你想表演什么才艺呢？我想我应该是会唱歌吧。 OK， 今天到这里要跟你说再见了。 I'll see you tomorrow.
Song time.
For all you've made, please come and bless my day. This world was made for you and me. What a wonderful place to be. Just look around wherever you are. There's so much to see. When you sit down at noontime to have something to eat, be thankful for the food and friends and all the special treats. This world was made for you and me. What a wonderful place to be. The flowers, birds and skies so blue and everything we see.
You did a great job.
You did a great job.
你做得真好。
This project is really good. You did a great job.
Thanks. I worked really hard.
I know. You did a great job.
It took a lot of time.
I know. It looks very nice. You did a great job.
Yeah. Thank you for helping me. You did a great job, too.
Yes, we both did.
You did a great job.
You did a great job.
你做得真好。
Hello, all my talented friends. It's time for us to practice our question of the day. The question is, would you like to be in a talent show? Why or why not? Would you like to be in a talent show? Why or why not? Hey, Tom, would you like to be in a talent show?
Actually, yeah. Being in a talent show sounds like a lot of fun. Because you can do what you love to do in front of a lot of people.
Well, hey, do you want to be in the talent show with me?
Well, what do you mean? What do you want me to do?
Well, maybe we can act in a play together or we can play a song together.
Dude, yes, that sounds like a lot of fun. We can be in a talent show together.
Great. Well, let's do it. Okay, friends, be sure to practice this question with a friend today. And we will see you next time right here on Let's Talk in English at the Mall. Bye-bye, everyone.